Welcome to the Roadmap to an Improved You podcast, where we talk everything self-worth, self-love, and breaking the cycle of toxic relationships with your host, Tanya Rawls. Welcome back to the Roadmap to an Improved You podcast. I am so excited to be here today and talking to you guys. Hope everybody had an amazing week and everything is going great for you guys. So today I'm going to be talking about something that actually I wrote a post on in my Facebook group a while back about your story and your meaning. So we all have things in our past that kind of define us on some level. We have things that are good and things that are, you know, traumatic, that aren't so good, that happen to us in life, and you can't change those facts. I mean, those things happen to you, so you can't change your story, but you can change the meaning behind your story. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about taking your story of your life and changing the meaning and why this is so important. Because so often we look at the things, especially if they're negative things that have happened to us, and we give it meaning and negativity, and then we let it shape our present and our future. We let it keep us from enrolling in school. It keeps us from getting into a good relationship with someone. You know, there's so many things that what we give our story meaning that hold us back in life. And so the key is to not, you know, obviously those things happen and we can't change those facts. But if you can give it a different meaning, that's what's going to keep you moving forward, and that's what's going to help you become successful in life. So that's what we're going to talk about today. It's been a really good week. I have got so much accomplished this week. I'm so excited for all the freebies I'm putting out. If you are not part of my Facebook group, make sure you click the link in the show notes, because I have got so many amazing things coming out, and I've been working on them all week, and I'm so super excited for them. And I've got my email that's going out with some amazing freebies. So yeah, just click the link in my bio and make sure you're signed up for my Facebook group if you aren't already, because I'm super excited for all the things that are coming out. Let's get on with the show topic. Your story. So you cannot change your story. So what you need to do is first you have to look at all the things in your past. What are those traumatic things? What are those good things? You know, the good things, you probably don't want to change the meaning, but it's good to look at them and see how they've shaped you. But really for this topic, I'm talking about the bad things or the traumatic things that have happened in your life and taking some time and looking at those traumatic things. Like, what are those things that have shaped you? Have you been in a toxic relationship? Have you gone through abuse? Have you gone through some sexual abuse? You know, maybe you had a horrible childhood upbringing, whatever that is. So write those down and come up with those things that have really shaped who you are. Because realistically, all of those things in the past, whether they're good or bad, are who you are today. They made you that strong person. They've made you that warrior. Even when you don't feel like it, you are a warrior. They have made you who you are. Sometimes those things keep us from trusting people because we've been cheated on. I know that when I first got out of my marriage, I had a hard time trusting guys. The first time that I got out of my major relationship, I kind of went crazy. I was in my mid-20s. I jumped from, I won't even say relationship, but relationship to relationship because I was so scared to trust. I was so scared to, have someone hurt me like they did, because it totally destroyed me. And I just didn't want that again. So I refused to get close with anybody because I just didn't want that happening. So what are those traumatic events that have happened to you? Even when I lost my son, I was 18 when I lost my son. He was born at 23 weeks. I have what's called an incompetent cervix, which means that my cervix is short and doesn't carry babies to term, because it's too weak, for lack of a better word. And so I lost my first son, and it was horrible. He was born. I got to hold him for an hour before he passed away, and it was probably the hardest thing I've ever dealt with in my life. I mean, I'm sure it is.
And so when I got pregnant after that, I remember the first, I had to deal with that. Of course, at first I was scared, like, what is gonna happen? Am I gonna lose this child again? They did put what's called a cerclagen to stitch my cervix, but even then I was scared at every little cramp, every little contraction, because I was so scared to get attached on some level. But I have realized that, and I did this pretty early on, and I am thankful that I had the support of my grandma who had been through that. My mom has had miscarriages, so I had the support of family because I wouldn't have gotten attached to my daughter. I probably would have had a miserable pregnancy because I would be scared of every little thing. And I mean, I was, but it wasn't as bad as it could have been. I really realized early on that I couldn't be stressed because, of course, stress isn't good when you're pregnant. I had to kind of learn to bond, and it took a while. I mean, I think it was probably when I first started feeling her move and I got past that 23-week mark that I was really like, okay, now I can relax a little bit. But if I wouldn't have dealt with a lot of those things, I don't know how I would have dealt. And honestly, there are people who have that happen that are so scared that they let it stop them from ever getting pregnant again because they don't want to go through that pain. Luckily, I got pregnant on accident, so I didn't make that choice necessarily to get pregnant right away, but it was probably the best thing that could have happened because it did make me deal with it because I knew I had to deal with the grief. I had to deal with things and kind of move on because I knew that it wasn't healthy for me to worry and stress the whole pregnancy. Later on, I actually have done a ton of reports in different classes and in different situations where I've talked about the loss of my son and about it. And I think being able to verbalize it and get it out there has really helped me. It has made me as strong as I am. I've kept my son's memory alive. Like, all my kids know that about their brother, and we talk about him like he, like sometimes like he was there, and even though it was before their time and none of them remember it, they know about it. And so I think you can give those kind of stories two different meanings. I could have let it stop me from getting pregnant. I could have let it stop me from bonding with my daughter, or I can use it as a sign of strength and what I can get through and what how strong I really am. And so I think that's the first thing you have to do is take a look at those traumatic events and look at them. And then, figure out what your feelings are as of right now before you do any work. Figure out what your feelings are about those situations. Do you feel sad about them? Do you feel anxious? Does it make you feel sick to your stomach? Like, do you feel hopeless because of it? What are those feelings? And of course, this is, a lot of journaling that I would do through this stuff because, everybody knows I like my journaling. But I do think when you do the deep dive work, journaling really helps because it really helps you get out your feelings, and it's in a safe way where nobody's going to be saying anything negatively. You don't have to worry about how anybody's going to react, and you can just get it out there, but you can also see visually what your feelings are and your attitudes. Because sometimes I think we have our feelings and our attitudes about things in our lives, and we're not aware of them until we just take time to look at them. So, obviously, like I said, first come up with those traumas and those negative things that are affecting your life and that have shaped you, and then figure out what those feelings are about those things that happened in your past. And kind of take a look at that and spend some time with those feelings. Because sometimes grieving and feeling into the feelings is the best way to get past them. So often I think we think that we have to push past those feelings and push those feelings down. And if we give in, that means we're weak. And to be strong, we can't grieve, or we can't be sad, or we can't be mad. And that's not true. It is unhealthy to hold those feelings in, and that's where we get a lot of anxiety and a lot of depression and a lot of stress, is because we hold those feelings in. So live with those feelings for a few minutes. And I know it's super uncomfortable. Don't get me wrong. I have done it a zillion times. Recently, I've done a ton of inner child work. And it is hard. I will tell you, there's times I've cried. There's times I've been mad. But sitting with those feelings for a little bit helps me deal with them and kind of move past them. So once you do that, you kind of sit with them for a while. How do those traumatic and negative events, how are they shaping your present, and how, as of right now, do you see them shaping your future? Are you scared to get another relationship because you had someone cheat on you? Are you scared to get into a relationship because you were abused and you feel like every single relationship you get into is a toxic relationship? You know, what are those things holding you back? Did you get, you know, rejected for a job that you wanted so bad, or you got, you know, rejected for school from a school program for the first time? What are those things that are holding you back that you are using that story and you're giving it a different meaning? Like, how is it affecting your life? Because if you hold on to the negative meanings, it's going to eventually affect your life. It's going to keep you from doing certain things. It's going to knock down your self-worth, and you're just going to not feel good about it. And you're going to look at those things as proof that you're a failure. And that's not true. Those things are truly proof of how strong you are. So how are those shaping your future? And then, are you letting those stories hold you back? You know, how are those, you know, are you not applying for a job because you're scared that you're going to be rejected again? You know, are you scared to stand up for yourself in a situation because you were told you were dumb in a certain situation? Like, all those things, like all these little things. And some of these negative and traumatic events may not even seem bad to someone else. Someone else might look at it and be like, oh, wow, that happened to you. Well, I had this, and then this happened to me. But they are enough to shape you. And that's where I like a lot of journaling, especially free writing, because sometimes you don't even realize. When I did my inner child work, there was times I didn't even realize some of those things were affecting me, and some of the little things, some of those little stories were affecting me the way they were, and they were something that I carried on with me and let it affect me. You know, some of the financial things, some of the stories that from my childhood about money and finance were affecting how I looked at money in my life and how I dealt with money and how I couldn't budget because I didn't think that it was possible because I looked, used my family history, and just so much of that stuff that I honestly didn't even realize was affecting my life today and that I really had to work through. So how are those things holding you back? And once you kind of look at those, then I want you to look at the lessons that you've learned. So I want you to start, this is where you start changing the meaning of those stories. And you start looking at the lessons. You know, like I said, losing my son, yes, it taught me that I was strong and that I could get through just about anything. But if I were to, when I dug deeper and looked at that, it also taught me that life is super precious, that nothing in life is guaranteed. And thinking that you're invisible, because of course I was young, I was 18. I thought I was invisible, and nobody I knew had anything like that happen to them at such a young age. And you kind of take things for granted. And so when I started really looking into the meanings, those are the things that it taught me. So really look at what those things taught you, because they didn't stop you. They didn't keep you down. You didn't fall, you know, you didn't curl up and die. Like, you made it through those things. There are lessons in every one of those stories that you have that have taught you something, you know, and you have to take a look at it. And those, that's what I'm saying. You're going to use those as proof that you are strong and that you are a warrior because you made it through. Maybe it took you a long time. Maybe it took you many years. Maybe you're still struggling, but you made it through that situation, and you can make it through just about any situation in your life because you have gone, at this point, you've gone through everything that you've gone through, and you've made it to this point, and it hasn't stopped you. It may have knocked you down. It may have even put you in a super long depression. It may maybe made you feel like a failure. It may have made you feel broken, even though I honestly don't believe in that word. But all those feelings that you've had are legitimate feelings. But they are proof that you made it through, because you are here listening to this today, and you made it through the probably the toughest times in your life, and you can make it through again and again and again. No matter what life throws at you, you can make it through because you have proof that you've made it through those hard things. So look at those lessons. What did they teach you? Did they teach you you were strong? You know, you got cheated on. Did it teach you that you have a great heart and that not everybody has that same heart as you? And that's okay. Yeah, it sucks and it hurts, but it's okay. Not everybody has the same values and the same beliefs about relationships, you know, but you do. And that taught you that, you know, you just have to look for those red flags, or you have to use your intuition, because a lot of times we do have intuition about things. You know, when we feel something is too good to be true, or we feel like, you know, and sometimes we use our hurt in a way that we think of things. Like, if you've been cheated on, I've been in situations where the person wasn't cheating on me, but because I was so scared of getting hurt again, or, and I used all my past traumas without dealing with them. I use that to find things wrong that weren't even there. So that's a little different than using your intuition, but a lot of times if you go with your gut is usually right. And all of this has to do with, you know, no matter what you do, all those meanings that you change your story, the main thing is that you do have to learn to heal from it, and you have to use those lessons and use them as a way to grow and heal yourself. Because if you don't heal yourself, then you will keep doing the same mistake, and you'll keep going back there and doing those same things. So you do have to heal yourself. But, you know, I'm kind of going off the basis that you have healed yourself, but you're just using these stories and giving them a different meaning. But if you haven't healed yourself, you do have to do that inner work. You know, whether it's listening to a different podcast like this one, or reading books, or getting counseling, you know, whatever it may take, you have to heal yourself, or you will never be able to give that story a different meaning. You know, so, you know, what are the lessons? And then, you know, look at it like, how can reshaping the meaning behind your stories change you? How can it change your future? If you could, you know, what I did was pretend this thing never happened. If I had amnesia today, and that's why I know that your story and your meaning, it's what you give. Your story and your meaning, or what your meaning is of your story. Sorry, I'm like stuttering here. If you had amnesia tomorrow, those facts still happen to you, but you would have no meaning to them because you wouldn't remember them. So it still happened to you, but you don't have meaning because you don't remember them. So that's how I know that your meaning is what is important. It's not what happened. It's not the facts. So if you reshaped it, how would you change your life? Like, if that did not happen, what could you do now? Would you be a stronger person, you think? I mean, I think we're all strong, but I know that sometimes it's mental. Would you feel stronger? Would you go after that job? Would you get into that relationship? Would you start a family? Like, what are those things that you didn't have those past traumatic things that you would do? Because that's how we're going to reshape your meaning, is we're going to not pretend it didn't happen, but we're going to change the meaning and give ourselves proof of how strong we are. And, you know, the meaning didn't mean anything. You know, maybe somebody abandoned you. You know, maybe you were taken and put in foster care because your parents were abusive or drug addicts. That doesn't mean anything against you. That means that, you know, somebody out there loved you enough to give you a new life. And maybe it wasn't the life that you want. Maybe you went to a foster care and it was just as bad. But you were loved enough to hopefully have that new life. But, you know, a lot of those things just teach us, like I said, that, you know, we are strong. We've made it through. You know, sometimes, you know, if you think about it, when you're in foster care and you're having, those things teach you to be independent, you know, because you have to rely on only yourself in some of those situations, and you have to break that down and obviously not only rely on yourself and be able to let people in, but you are independent. So, you know, how are those things shaping the meaning behind your stories? And then how can you use those stories as proof of success and strength? Like, change the story, change them from a bad thing that happened to you to, yes, this thing happened, and change it just facts. This is what happened to me. I was abused. I was physically abused by my first husband. I was mentally abused by my first husband. I cannot change that story. That is something that me and my kids live with every day of our life. Luckily, my two youngest do not remember it, but my older two do. But what is the meaning that I can give that? The meaning is that I have to know my worth so that I don't put up with that ever again. I have to know that I'm strong enough so that I don't ever put my kids through that again. I have to look at the red flags ahead of time so that I don't let myself get in those kind of situations, because the red flags were there. But I was, lack of a better word, young and dumb, and I wanted that love so much, because that is a lot of what my problems were, is that I wanted to be loved so much that I let things go and I let things slide. So yes, those things happened. But all those things taught me so many lessons. They taught me that I'm strong. I became a single parent because of that. And I realized that, you know what? I can be a great mom and be a single mom. I don't have to rely on someone if I can't, or if I don't have anybody, but I do have the support, and I know that I do need to find a community and I do need to find a tribe. But in certain situations, I'm there for my kids, and my kids will always come first. So what are those meanings? Change those meanings. Those taught me to be strong. They taught me that I can do anything that I put my mind to. They taught me that I am a warrior, and that was my word last year, was warrior. This year, my word is perseverance, because I know that no matter what happens and what life throws at me, I will get through it, and I will be successful on the other end. Even when I feel like every life is throwing all kinds of things at me, I will use everything that has happened to me, and I'm lucky that for the most part, I have been able to do that with my life. I know it doesn't come naturally to everybody. So that's why you have to, if that's not the case, you have to take a look at those stories and give them a different meaning and use them as proof of how strong you are and what you can overcome. And it's so important, because our stories and what we give them meaning to that is what determines kind of how we decide to live our lives. And a lot of times, like I said, we don't realize how much those things affect us, especially when we don't deal with them, and when we hold those feelings in, and when we hold those emotions in, and we keep not moving forward, and we feel like we're stuck all the time. That's when we really need to take a look and be like, why do I feel stuck? What are those stories that I'm giving meaning to that I'm letting dictate why I'm stuck? So I think this is like super important. And like I said, if you guys have any questions on this, always, like I said, message me in my Facebook group. The link is in the show notes. And we can come up with a way to change the meaning to your story, because it's so important to not let it hold you back. Like I said, you've got to look at those things. Take a look at those things. Spend some time with those feelings, emotions. Look at how they're holding you back. You know, what are those story meanings you're telling yourself that, and how are they holding you back? And how can you reframe what the message is? And how can you use them to show proof that you are strong and that you need to have self-worth and that you deserve so much? So I hope everybody has a great week. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast so that you get a notification when the new one comes out. I am definitely trying to be more consistent and having fun with recording these podcasts now that my life feels like it's getting back to being settled down and not quite as crazy. But yes, subscribe to the podcast, and I look forward to talking to you guys all again next week.